All the things in this world that we take for granted, whilst they're here today, could very well be gone tomorrow. In fact, one day, no matter how permanent the things of this world may seem, they will all be gone. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I'm married to my beautiful wife, Jackie, but one day, either she or I will pass out of this world before the other. Our marriage will be over. I love the place where I live, but one day that'll be gone too. I love serving in ministry, but one day my involvement will be over. And it's the same with you. We each have so many good things in our lives, but one day even those good things will come to an end. Some perhaps sooner than we ever imagined. Yesterday we chatted about the dividend we receive from doing good, Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1. Do good wherever you go. After a while, the good you do will come back to you. And it will. We'll reap what we sow. But in the very next verse comes a sage piece of advice. Verse 2. Invest what you have in several different things. You don't know what bad things might happen on the earth. In other words, spread your good works around, amongst your family, your neighbours, the work to which you've been called. Sow good seeds wherever you go, here and there and way over yonder too. Because you don't know what bad things might cut one of them off. Spread your good investments around, a bit like an investment portfolio, so that if one of them's cut off, if one of them comes unexpectedly to an end, there are still more out there delivering returns and bearing fruit. That's God's word fresh for you today. Now, it really makes you think about where and how you invest your good works. God's word speaks of so many different things. That's why I'd like to hear what sorts of topics you'd like me to cover in upcoming episodes of Fresh. So to have your say, stop by at teachingtopics.org and share your thoughts with me. Who knows how many others might be blessed through your God-inspired ideas. Again, to have your say, visit teachingtopics.org.